Well, I just want to conclude now and bring these things together. Many people have asked the question, what is the overarching theme of Scripture? And some have said, it's redemption, the history of redemption. And this is, in many ways, this is true, but it can be a somewhat man-centered way of looking at the Scriptures. I think a slightly better theme is the self-revelation of God, that God reveals himself through Scriptures. But I think the best understanding of Scriptures is in the context of the Trinity. That in the Scriptures, we see God's love for his Son and his desire to provide a bride for his Son. And we see God's joy in preparing a bride for his Son. And we see in the Scriptures Jesus' love for his Father and Jesus' joy at bringing sons to glory and perfecting sons and reconciling them with his Father. And comprehended within that is the history of redemption. Comprehended within that is God's self-revelation. But ultimately it's about the Trinity, the Spirit joyfully supporting and involving himself in these three things, in these things. And so we see this love within the Trinity between the Father and the Son, this love that we can hardly comprehend. It's so deep and it's so passionate. And we are caught up in this embrace. We're caught up in this embrace between the Father and the Son and the Spirit. As the Son says, look at these sons I brought to you. And the Father says, look at this bride I've got for you. And this joy that they have in one another, in us. And we are the ones who are in the middle of this embrace. The joy of the Father, the joy of the Son, the joy of the Holy Spirit, caught up in the middle of this embrace. What a wonderful place to be, in the middle, between the Father and the Son and the Spirit. Can you imagine a better place to be? Well, finally, I want to encourage you that God wants you to be closer. God longs to be in relationship, more closer relationship with you. If you don't know him this morning, the good news is that he wants you to be in relationship. He says, come to me. The problem is not on God's side. It's your reluctance. His arms are open. Come to him. Don't give up until you know him. Don't give up coming saying, Lord, I'm hungry for you. I want this. I believe this. And because his desire is to give it to you. It's free. You don't have to earn anything. You don't have to work up some special feelings because you could never do it. You don't have to achieve some level in order to merit God's relationship. You can't do that. God just says, come as you are. That's what the parable of the forgiving and loving Father is all about, because the Son has nothing. He's in his dirt, his pig dirt. He just comes and he's embraced. Revelation chapter 22, the last verses of the Scripture, we have this call to come. Revelation chapter 2, verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Do you want the water of life this morning? If you're a Christian, do you want more of the water of life? One of the most wonderful verses of Scripture is Psalm 81, verse 10, when God says, open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. That's all you have to do. Open your mouth. That's your responsibility. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Amen.